The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It is Sunday, October 2nd, 2022. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge, powered as always by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not close. You know, Sundays during the NFL season are like Christmas morning for us. It's what we do. Now, yesterday was kind of a ho-hum day, as I like to say. Way too many X's, but we did have a bunch of check marks too. That was the early show, 3 and 4. And then our college football extravaganza. Once again, Chip Patterson coming through for us. And Jacob Fetner realizing that on the Early Edge, we don't give out unders. We just don't give out unders unless pre-approved. But as the maestro always likes to say, we can't look forward, or we can't look backwards. We must look forward. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because we got a busy day at the brand. We got the morning show, we have the noon show, and we have 7:30 p.m. tonight. And these are two of the greatest NFL minds in America today. First and foremost, live, he is our OG. Been here since day one, Mr. Hartstein, the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Coach, is there anything better than live football, real football on the TV, Early Edge on my screen? You know, let's do it.
Let's do it. By the way, the Vikings up 7-0. And as a brand, we are on the Vikings -3. So a good start for Minnesota. Now, he is our NFL guru. He is the man. It starts and ends with the stoic one, RJ White. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I could tell you one thing that would be better if Alvin Kamara was playing in this game, got ruled out. But right before, you know, in the morning, nobody really expected that. I took Saints +3.5. I thought getting the hook there was good. I think having a healthy Andy Dalton is better than having a hurt Jameis Winston. So I was really, you know, high on the Saints coming into this game in this spot. I thought they were being a little discounted, but not liking what I see so far.
Yeah, so far it's been kind of a slow first quarter and just one touchdown by the Vikings. But we have a busy, big week 4 and a lot of good matchups to look forward to. So let's get into it, boys. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And Maestro, I'm coming to you because there's a lot of storylines in the league that with all the injury news this week kind of got overshadowed just a little bit. Start us off.
Yes, two of the bigger line moves this week. The Lions going from -6, which is crazy to see the Lions that high against anyone, but it was the Seahawks traveling east, and that's all the way down to 3.5. For good reason. When you talk about losing Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's out. And DeAndre Swift, he's out. And DJ Chark is out. And Josh Reynolds is questionable. Those first two guys, Swift and Brown, saw a stat where the plays involving them, they averaged 6.5 yards per play. Anyone else, the plays, they averaged 4.5. So those two guys, massive to the offense. And then you throw in Chark and maybe Josh Reynolds. You can see why this line coming all the way down 3.5. And I will have a prop play on this game later on. The other line move, not as significant because it didn't go through a key number, but the Bucks were getting 2.5. Now they're laying 1. When last week they had Russell Gage, this week they will have Evans. Optimism about Julio, optimism about Godwin. If you can add Evans, Julio, and Godwin, that's an entirely different offense for a Bucks offense that is completely struggled this season, has not looked good, but today could be a better day against the Chiefs. And then the other game I want to talk about was the Eagles. Terrible weather in Philly, and I know RJ is going to get to that, but they have done something in the first 3 weeks that no team in NFL history has ever done. 24 points in the first half of every game they've played so far. That has never been done. They are destroying teams in the first half. I was looking at a way to play Philly in the first half. If I could get 3 or less, I would. Last I saw it was 3.5. I was looking also at the total, but with the weather conditions there, I was looking to go over because the Eagles obviously have gone over the 22.5 or 21.5 by themselves in every first half. But with the weather right now, I'm going to stay away. But if I could get a 3 in the first half for the Eagles, definitely look at that.
Reed in the chat says, Coach, last time I watched the early edge in London football at the same time, I lost a bet, but got a great maestro clip. I think that was one of your cast on live on the show, wasn't it?
I think it was. It was the Jaguars.
It's always the Jags. They always play in London. That was amazing, though. Watching the maestro live sweat, maybe we should do a show like that. Quite the idea. All right, now, as we know, there's been a lot of families, unfortunately, affected by the hurricane and the weather in the United States on the East Coast. But now we're turning our attention to how it affects the games today. RJ, what do we have?
Yeah, that Chiefs-Bucks line, Larry was talking about having the Bucks guys back. That was 2.5 early in the week. And, you know, I thought that was about an appropriate line if it was in a neutral field. And there was some talk it could be on a neutral field. Now it's at home. I think that's also part of the line move. But the weather today, we have Jacksonville, Philly, should be raining throughout. Pockets of very heavy rain. It's going to be more difficult to pass. And I think that is key with how good the Philly pass offense has looked. Jacksonville's run defense also has looked very good. So this total opened at 47.5, immediately got bet up to 48.5. But it's been crashing now because of the weather concerns, and it's under 45, the key number of 45. So 44.5 right now. Buffalo, Baltimore, same rain and wind concerns there, but I'm more confident in the arms of the quarterbacks involved. Also think Lamar is a sneaky play there, and we'll get to that in a little bit because of how good the Baltimore run offense is when compared to Buffalo's. But Chicago and Giants also very likely to have some rain and wind, but those offenses don't throw the ball anyway, so I don't know that anything changes there.
All right, very good. A lot of good nuggets there from the Maestro and RJ. And, of course, the Maestro will be with me at noon Eastern time today as we break down every single 1 o'clock game and the 4 o'clock games as well. But let's get to our board for the show today. Before we do that, I got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back. For those of you watching on YouTube, welcome. Apple, Spotify, welcome. Now, we got one play from Sportsline itself, and it kills me to give this one out. But the numbers are what they are, and we follow them. So we're going to play the Bucks minus the 1, minus 110. Now, we all know the usual suspects. We got Brady. We got Mahomes. As the Maestro just said, you got Mike Evans coming back today. So the way the Chiefs defense has been playing, we're going to take the Bucks because that's what the numbers say, even though it kills me. Now, let's get to my cappers because they are two of the very best. And we know who always goes last on the show. So, RJ, if you don't mind, the floor is yours, sir.
First best bet is Green Bay minus 9.5. This line came down to 9.5, and it looked like Mac had a chance to play. So I thought that was one of the reasons for that. But he's been ruled out, and the line hasn't moved. Brian Hoyer's lost 11 straight starts dating back to 2016. I don't know how this New England offense is going to score. Their team total is 14.5. That seems pretty ambitious to me considering how they've looked. I give the Green Bay offense a pass for their tough matchup on the road against an elite rush defense last week. I think they're actually, you know, much better than that. And it looks like Dobbs is emerging as a reliable weapon for Rodgers. We all were wondering who would be the number one receiver. He caught all 8 targets last week. Packers offensive line also getting healthy. David Bakhtiari played limitedly last week. I think he had like 23 snaps. No injury designation this week. He should be a bigger presence there for them, and that's huge, getting him back at tackle, especially against this pad, what could be a good New England pass rush. So Green Bay minus 9.5. I think this line should be around 11. That's why I took Green Bay on that side. Other best bet, Baltimore plus 3, minus 105. Buffalo's offense coming off from running 90 plays in sweltering conditions. I don't know if they're going to be in top form anyway, because they're back on the road here. Still have severe injury issues all over the team, particularly on defense. Baltimore could finally have Ronnie Stanley back at left tackle, and they need that versus his pass rush. But even with Allen's arm, I think a windy, rainy game favors the run games here, which favors Baltimore. We know how good their run game can be. I have this line at Buffalo -1.5 just on terms of the power ratings without the other factors in there. So throw those other factors in there of wind and Buffalo coming off that very high intense game for their offense. I think there's value on the Baltimore side.
There is no question about it. We will have a little bonus pick for you, but you have to wait until the very end of the show for it. But I love those two plays. I love Baltimore. I love that sweet spot and getting three. Love it. All right, Maestro, I know you are fired up today. You are licking your chops. So what do you have, sir?
All right, I got three plays. I'm going to start with the Dallas Cowboys laying 3. I think this should be 3.5 or 4. I mean, you look at the Commanders the last 2 weeks, down 22-0 at halftime, down 24-0 at halftime, getting outgained on a per-play basis by 1.6 yards per play. That's almost the worst in the NFL. The Cowboys are plus a half yard per play to the positive. Cooper Rush with the passer rating over 91. Michael Gallup coming back. But here's the biggest key. The Commanders gave up 9 sacks last week. Now they have to face Michael Parsons and their second or third string center. There's conflicting information on Twitter whether Nick Martin, who is starting, is the third string center or the fourth string center. But in either case, Wes Schweitzer is out with a concussion. That's not a good thing to be. And that's not a good situation for the O-line, on the road at Dallas, laying the 3 with the Cowboys, who get, as we said, Michael Gallup back to help that offense. And then a couple of props I really love. Nick Chubb, longest rush over 18.5, facing a Falcons defense that has really struggled against the run. Even Seattle ran it really well. And all Chubb has done is gone over the 7 straight games dating to last season with his long rush being at least 22 yards. He's going to break 1 or 2. Absolutely love this play for Nick Chubb, who's averaging 5.5 yards a carry against defenses that are better than the Atlanta Falcons in terms of stopping the run. And then another play, back to the Lions game against the Seahawks. I like Rashad Penny to have at least 60 yards. I'm going over 59.5 rushing yards at -110. Averaged 4.7 last week. Dalvin Cook averaged 5.6 against this same Lions defense. And why? They lost their leading tackler. Tracy Walker is out. They have a backup safety in there now. And this guy was the captain. He was one of the best tacklers in the run game. And Rashad Penny, I think, is going to have a big, big day on the ground. The Lions' run defense is not very good as it is. And then you lose your leading tackler. So over 59.5 for Rashad Penny. And that should do it.
And if you haven't watched our prop spectacular, if you want more props than what Maestro just gave you, of course, that's in your feed. You still have time to watch it before the games get kicked off later this afternoon. Now, by the way, I saw a report this morning that Dak Prescott is aiming for a return next week, week 5 for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if the Cowboys want him to come back at this point, especially if Cooper Rush plays good this week. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Don't worry. I haven't forgot about that little bonus pick for everybody coming at you. So here is the recap. Maestro's on the Cowboys -3, laying the -110. Nick Chubb, longest rush over 18.5. Rashad Penny, let's go over 59.5 rushing yards against the Lions. Then the stoic one, R.J. White. Packers laying 9.5, just below that 10 number. So important. And then the Ravens, +3, -105. And then the Bucks, -1, a play from SportsLine. Now, R.J., every week on the show, we like to see if there's a number that next week, because now you can bet on games before the games are played today. What game did you look at and say, you know what? I like that number for next week.
There's a couple decent ones. The one I liked here is Tampa Bay -8.5 against the Falcons at home. Looks like the Bucs will be at full strength at receiver today. Now they're favored against Kansas City, as we talked about earlier. So that line's been moving. It crossed through on the other side and made the other team favored. But the look ahead number hasn't moved all week like the actual line has. The Atlanta offense built around the run game where the Tampa Bay defense excels. My power ratings have this line projected at Tampa Bay -11. So if Tampa Bay comes out, takes care of business, beats the Chiefs, which would be a huge win for them, I think this line probably should be 10. So I think 8.5, you're kind of that's the last chance to get it at that number. Great teaser number 2, if you can find another number to tease it with.
We talk about preparing all the time. We talk about looking forward, having everything prepared. It's not easy to do, but that's why we are here to help. All right. It's a busy day. Noon. Full hour. Breaking down all the 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games. And tonight at 7:30, what could be the best Sunday night game of the entire year. Maybe a Super Bowl preview. Who knows? Chiefs and Bucks will break down props, best bets, VJM, and of course, a huge donkey parlay from our man M Squared. But in the meantime, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets direct to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Maestro, the Stoic one, RJ White, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos, and of course, everybody in the Early Edge universe. We cannot do it without you. And Sundays in the NFL season, they are our bread and butter. Let's have a day at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.